I am watching anxiously to see who the media is going to concentrate on next. You know, Al the liar Sharpton, Jesse the slogan master Jackson, and then that George Soros-funded group Media Matters. Now, who are they going to focus on next? My back was really hurting after that golf on Saturday, Royal. I wasn't in shape to swing that club. I didn't do any stretching exercises or anything. So this morning I took 3 Advil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then as soon as I got to the station, Belinda the drug pusher, what did I take, Belinda?
2 Furosets.
Furosets.
You're a happy camper, aren't you?
I got
you?
3 Advil and 2 Furosets in me.
Oh, and I walked on your back.
And Belinda walked on my back. We looked around the station for a little Asian girl, couldn't find one. So I had to settle for Belinda. And she that really felt good, by the way.
Okay. Love you long time.
Happy ending. That really felt good. I have congratulations for Oprah Winfrey today. Her show this afternoon is going to it's going to take place from here at Spelman College. Did you know that? Oprah Winfrey is bringing her show to Spelman College, and it's going to be a town hall meeting, and it's going to be on the Imus thing. The purpose is to discuss whether mainstream culture is going to change as a result of the Imus episode, including hip-hop, rap, this, that, and the other thing. Will we finally end the denigration of rap of black women through rap music? Personally, I think it's jealousy. But anyway, I mean on the part of the rappers, because... look at black women, black men. Who are the higher educated? Who has more people? You know, is there a higher percentage of black women in college or black men, black women? Moving up the corporate ladder, black women, black men, black women.
So the rappers are jealous of
That's exactly
black women.
Right, so they call them hoes and bitches.
Yeah.
That's it?
Oh, yeah. That's
I put a lot of thought into this, Royal.
I can tell.
That's it.
You must have volumes of research.
I do. In fact, I've been asked to testify before Congress on this. But Oprah, this is why I'm really proud of her. Neither Jesse Jackson nor Al Sharpton will be a guest on her program today. They are not going to be a part of the show. Jason Whitlock, the Kansas City sports columnist that wrote that column I read to you last week, he will be a part of the show. Al Sharpton, no. Jesse Jackson, no. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know that they asked to be on the show. And Oprah told them no. So glad Oprah had the sense to keep those race warlords away from her town hall meeting this afternoon. So kudos to Oprah. I hope kudos is it okay? Kudos? I've never really looked up the meaning of that word. I could get nailed on that. Kudos to Oprah for her program this afternoon. But this is a man that refers to Greeks as homos. This is a man that talks about white interlopers. This is a man that refers to Jews as diamond merchants. I'm going to put him on my show?
Well, that's a valid point.
Yeah, I mean, my show doesn't engage in that kind of name calling.